Welcome to Babies and Bellinis, where we're balancing business, babies, and brunch. I'm Erica.
I'm Kay Alex.
And I'm Casey Renee.
Welcome, welcome, welcome!
That shit still hit.
Wipe it out.
How many years ago was this?
Woo. How many years, Victor? Hold on, don't do
like,
that with
like
it.
Like 13? Oh my god.
I'm shimmying over here.
Stop, we're showing our age. Kappa shimmy.
Not the boosie shimmy. Show me the dance.
I pull up at the club, VIP.
Y'all said the same damn time.
Got all drinks on me. Wipe it out.
I love it.
Yes. Casey, Alex
pop
in the
culture.
Club.
What? In the seat.
It just feels it good. That is good. Feel good music.
Feel good.
I That's feel good. Good promise right y'all there. That right there.
Damn. That
and the
good.
Fucking the whole ordeal
yes,
on
the
internet is just fucking hilarious. It's so classic.
But somebody caved and taught him.
They gave it. Yeah,
and
I know.
It was quickly too.
I feel like it's somebody on his team. It was somebody on his
probably
team.
So. Probably so.
Somebody he's really, really close with.
It had to.
No, it is because I went to the guy's page and he travels with him and all this shit. And
smart
I
move.
Don't know. Right. I'm sure
so they would have yanked somebody's letters.
I'm gonna say I'm sure his line brothers is like, "Yo, you wildin'." But I think
literally,
it still played so well. It played out so well. I don't know if you all know about what happened with Bootsy. I'm sure if you're like not if you're under a rock, then you don't know what the hell's going on. But for all everyone else who has seen what's going on Instagram, Boosie wore a Kappa shirt.
Kappa
he went and bought
like the way that John looked.
He went and bought it right. And he thought he was going to get love, and it backfired. Because, you know, black people in their fucking fraternities and sororities, we just
it's a serious matter,
okay? That's just how it goes. But hood niggas don't know that. They just don't know.
It ain't even about knowing.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they just don't give a fuck.
I can't
be
like
in
when
your
you
club.
Go, yeah, like no. Even when we were like do our line dances and shit and stroll in the club, like they don't give a fuck. They're not moving out the way for you.
Yeah. Like, DC niggas.
DC. Oh, hell no.
I ain't moving.
They'll stand in the way
shout
on purpose.
I know. I ain't fucking moving. I ain't moving.
They'll get in the way of the path.
Yes, on purpose. They would literally like put their foot out and step. Come on, dog.
Just don't.
The cues will
Jesus.
Run you over. Then it's gonna be a fight. Then it's oh god.
Right.
I want them niggas to fight.
Right.
Could y'all imagine like Kyle, Julian, and
Mel
being in college together and seeing these niggas?
Yeah, Kyle ain't for the
start.
He really ain't for it.
He said Carson and Kyrie. That's a no. I was like, yeah, nah.
No, that's a no. What, you the primary parent on this? Why?
He ain't for that shit. I saved like $300 on Geico because I'm an AKA. I said, so I guess when it's time for these bills to kick in, and then if it won't be an alpha, go ahead and get some Brooks Brothers discount or whatever they need for their work of employment. Jesus. For you, you know what I mean when I meant.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean when I meant? Welcome to
you
Tuesday.
You work for that buzzer.
Welcome to Tuesday,
work
everybody.
For that buzzer.
Hey!
I think let Carson and Kyrie decide what they want to do.
Oh, I definitely am.
When they go to school. I think Kyle will probably be in a different state of mind by that time.
He probably like, these little niggas ain't in my house. I don't give a shit. Man. Don't ask me for the money, though.
They ask you for the money.
No, they
and
he's
going to be like, that's fine. Because those are his sons. And this is what they want to do.
I don't see that part.
Yeah, I'm lying. Like, yeah, I see Mel and Landon and Mason do it. I'm lying.
I was about to say, I see where you're coming from. And I see how you want to put it out there in the atmosphere. But no, yeah. Kyle be like, I'm not paying for that shit.
Oh, fraternity.
Yeah, Kyle be like, I ain't paying for that.
Yes, you will. It's their kids. At the end of the day, you want your kids to be happy. I think. If the money doesn't bother you and it doesn't put a fucking dent in your pocket, which I'm sure it will, because even back then for us, it was what, like, I'm sorry, I'm chewing.
Yes, Casey's eating CSA chips. Fuego flavor today, y'all. This Fuego is literally
lit.
Fuego.
Okay. But that's what it means. Don't Fuego mean lit?
Yeah, it's fire.
There we go.
It's fire, all right?
They're really good.
Sorry, I'm starving.
But I chose a quiet snack after.
See, just because you got your Twinkies.
I know, y'all don't know why I went to the grocery store and like I saw Twinkies. And
that's
I was
a classic
like,
snack
get a
right
Twinkie.
There.
Damn. I had Star Crunch the other day. Yeah. Look, sometimes the classics be hitting just right. Just right.
All right, well.
Sorry.
Did we ever finish what happened to Boosie? No.
Tangents.
So, we went on a tangent, yep.
Now there's a Kappa competition for his, what is it, Boosie Bands? Is he having a festival and he wants
Wait,
he wants
what?
Four, he wants Google. Four, Stroll, teams or crews or whatever within the CAFA organization to come out and compete against each other with the best. And then I guess I don't know if the audience or
the same niggas that excluded him. He's right now. He's them including in them.
See? Yeah, and giving them six bands.
See,
bands will make you dance.
What that sign is?
Boosie to, Boosie to give $6,000 to CAFAs with the best wipe me down stroll.
Shimmy, yep, stroll. Shit. What stroll, did he say?
They using my song.
Right,
learn to dance.
Now that's real.
And then y'all niggas like, better not fucking shimmy to my song no more. Then
making my honorary.
I think they all sort of. Yeah. Well, I wonder how if they're really receptive to that now, because that was like a minute ago.
Yeah,
because
it's fame
being posted.
It's gonna be. It's I know. Gonna highlight your chapter.
It's not necessarily against the bylaws. I don't know what the hell their bylaws would be,
yeah,
but
he didn't say let me.
Probably
he didn't say let me lead the stroll. He said whoever just
no.
Did
I know. I know. I know.
Man,
that's dope. Fuck that. Don't.
The
don't
day
make
Beyonce
me
says somebody teach me.
Okay. And I'll be on live, sis, real quick. I'll tap you right on in, Beyonce. What you need? Seriously, why not?
Somebody posed a question about that. They said if Cardi B
said Beyonce.
Wait, we said Beyonce. See, that's horrible.
Damn. All right. So I think we know what the Kappas are meaning
now.
Damn.
That's horrible. My whole Boosie perspective
evolved,
shifted.
Though. Who? Boosie. He's evolved.
I know. He's a grown-ass old man. He's an OG.
He's a grown-ass old man.
He's an OG in the game. I mean, you know. I don't know. Hey, guys.
Hey. Welcome to Babies and Bellinis.
We're here to... Still don't know it. Go ahead.
We're here to what?
She still doesn't know the opening.
Oh, my God. Business, babies, and brunch.
But I know Pour It Up, Pour It Out. Are you guys ready?
Mm-mm.
What? You don't know it?
Yeah, I am ready, I guess. I'm just trying to think of how my week went. Okay. Go ahead.
Pour It Up, Pour It Out.
Victor, you look disgusted. It's a lot of tangents.
Sorry. We apologize. Erica, how you feeling this week?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling good. Again, we record these episodes ahead of time, so I don't know when you're going to hear this. But
you're going to feel good there, good then there, too.
Yeah, I feel good then, too. Jesus. But I'm just going to say, last night, we had our Vision and Vino party.
Yes.
And we created our vision boards, and it was lots of vulnerability, lots of accountability, lots of truth, lots of just real. Mm. And, like, I don't know if you guys follow us individually, but in the wine group that we're in, we do a lot of stuff that's glitz and glam and stuff that's, you know, it looks really good. But Vision and Vino, we come in our sweats, you know, no bee faces, nothing. Like, we sit down and we carve out our ideas and our goals for the year. And, like, we do the work. And I think that's why our group works as well as it does.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
We are all willing to put the work in and, you know, just do what we need to do. And we pray for one another.
Yeah.
In a drop of a dime.
Yeah.
It
big
was
conversation.
A couple of times where it
let's,
was like.
Let's keep her lifting a prayer. Father God.
Okay.
Extend. Mid sentence.
But I prayed. I was so excited about that. I was like, damn. Yes. Yeah. Let's do it. Yes.
Yeah. Even so, like, when we had walked in, my friend Ashley was like, okay, the energy's off. Like, let's pray.
Yeah. I was like, what's wrong with my house?
No, it wasn't your house. I said point blank. I know my energy is like real raw right now. Like, I was telling Ashley that. And I think somebody else said something about their energy too. She was like, she knew hers was off as well. Like, I knew mine was
about
terrible.
It, and the night just went.
And the night
so
went so well. After that. Like,
I was still trying to digest it.
God was like, we hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, I got y'all. Yeah, you know.
It was just, damn.
I mean,
it's beautiful.
To be honest, I'm still like sitting in some of it. So it's like, it's a little heavy. I'm hungover. let me just go and throw out a little disclaimer.
You still a little
but
hungover.
Still. Just a little, I don't know, it was a little heavy too, I feel like, I don't know, just like digesting everything, you know, of course, that everybody has going on, but I think, but of course, there's still some highlights, some great highlights from, you know, last night, and everybody has great things going on as well too, so that was also really, really good, but. Yeah. Just like, okay, there's obviously some things that we have to
we gotta
stay
work
prayed
on.
Up on. Yeah. And
while there's great things going on, there's also challenges going on. But the fact that we acknowledge it all, it works. It just really, really works.
And I genuinely got really excited for us, you know, to see us come together like that. And I was just like, look at us, you know. And it seemed like 2019 was kind of like really trying for everybody individually.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because... You know, I think one of us said that it's only been 11 days
And I was like, sis, if you go back to last year, my first 12 days was
impactful.
Like, it was horrible.
Was horrible.
You know, and we wasn't even 10 days in last year when the devil was playing these games. I was really excited. I think that yesterday was National Vision Board Party. Well, January 11th is National Vision Board Party. I think that's a new thing that they claim.
Oh, God damn it.
I saw it on the news. I saw it on Fox 5.
I need one of the calendars that tells me what are all the random days. Like, somebody, I need a calendar.
Yeah, I saw it in the morning. If y'all know, DM us. I watched my news in the morning, and I saw it. And it was like, this Saturday will be National Vision Board.
Shut the hell up.
And I was like, okay.
All right. Well,
Ray J, we did it first. I hit it first. So...
Yeah, but I think even it was a good perspective shift when you said that too. Like, and not to say, and I don't know everybody's parents. I don't know everybody's stories type shit. Yeah. But like you said, like just think about where your parents were. At this age.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure. I mean, for me, for sure. Like, I mean, my mom was definitely she wasn't a salon owner yet. No. And things like that. But you're just like, okay, your parents literally set you up to be better than them. You should be. I mean, you should be better than them. You should be a lot more well off than them, because of all their sacrifices. Like, that's just every parent's dream. I want my kids to be way better than, me and their dad and in a better position and stuff. So I think that was really that really hit. I was like, okay, that's true. Like, you feel like, oh, I'm not where I want to be. But yes, I mean, you're way further than
anybody else in your lineage. But I saw a meme.
I'm looking for a meme that I saw too.
Was it the pass the baton one?
No.
So basically it was talking about pass the baton and how the parent was passing the baton to the child. It's like, I'm setting you up so that you can start here. I'm passing the baton to you so you can pick it
here.
Up. Yes. So I'm giving you this and you start where I left off and you make it soar higher.
Ooh,
and,
I like that.
I was talking to Casey Renee the other day. You know, sometimes you're just in a funk. And I was telling little Casey, I was telling Casey Renee.
It's okay.
You Renee. You are Casey Renee.
You didn't grow up with money. You didn't come from a wealthy family. You didn't come from a family that handed you a business. You started this from the ground up. So when you think you need to be further than what you are, look at where you started. Yes. Ground up by yourself.
That shit helped.
Yeah.
Like, you took me right out of my funk.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you are very far.
I love that.
And I think that's just the overachieving in us that thinks you should be further than what you are. But just look how far you have
right.
come.
And you
look
know
at where
what?
You started. Like,
yes. And so if you don't, let me not say that. If you don't hit those goals like you thought, or like if you're not some billionaire, like your kids may be that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that was really the purpose in it all. Like, you may not necessarily not see that, but maybe you'll see your kids accomplish that, you know? Just get where you can. Like, I think it's the work that goes into it
what matters most. As long as you worked towards it and you did something, even if you missed the mark by, a few steps, that's okay because you aimed for it. Mm. And where you landed is closer than where you were when you first started. Like, that's just...
And that's what everybody... That's what we forget.
Jesus.
That's
humbling.
But we was gonna pour it up, pour it out, right? I was pouring it up to our Vision and Vino party last night. Everything was just so lifted. And like this morning, I just felt like I was vibrating really high. I just felt lighter. Prayer just really, really changes things. And it's funny, we were talking about Boosie. Did y'all know Boosie had kidney cancer?
Yeah.
Yes, he beat it.
And so he beat it. And so he said, I guess people were asking why he went public with his health issues. And he was like, I was reaching out to the public because I needed prayer. Mm. And prayer is stronger than anything. And so the fact that we started off with Boosie and... Even though it's funny, Boosie got stuff.
Boosie got
inspo. So, I just thought that was kind of cool. Prayer
awesome.
Prayer changes things.
Prayer works. Put that thing out
there. Yes, I'm pouring it up to the high vibrations. I'm pouring it up to 2020
epic.
Is going to be a great year. Like, 2020 is going to be
amazing.
Liddy.
Woo! And am I next?
Insane.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
I really wanted to find that meme. I'm so sorry. It was just saying, when I find it, I definitely will have, Erica.
Just jump back in.
Yeah.
I'm going to pour it up as well.
Yes, pour it up.
Yes. If you all follow me on my personal page @_KAlex_
Don't forget the damn underscore.
Jesus, because there's a couple of people.
One in particular.
Oh, that's an inside
Erica
joke.
Erica Danny included.
Erica Danny.
Don't forget
thought
that
I unfollowed her, y'all. And I was like, sis.
Did you put the underscore?
Where's my underscores?
You got to put the underscores on it.
going through things.
It was, and we were like in an argument, right? So it's like, girl, what? I don't know. Oh, so yeah. So on my personal page, you stupid. I shared that Zoe, like, she got, I guess, nominated. Yeah, if you will, nominated and selected for this program that is like this prestigious program, like a national, yeah, program. Yes. Of it's like a STEM based program, but for kids who've like exemplified leadership, great leadership skills, great. Of course, abilities with their academics and things like that. And so Zoe, and I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but like Zoe is not like super, I mean, she gets 4.0s or whatever, straight A's. And I think I only saw that maybe once in my life. And that was like in grad school where it was like you had no choice but to get B's and A's. Zoe works very, very hard at, you know, maintaining her grades, and she takes her academics very serious. And for her to get that, yeah, it's for her to get the
nomination. This is a crucial age. Like, yeah. They either for the shits or they not with the shits.
Because I was like, okay, I mean, it's fourth grade. I thought grades would decline a bit, and and that's horrible. I was like, I should probably set a standard of excellence. I know, but I should, and I'm almost like, should I adapt that, you know, African approach of like, you cannot get a B. Like, I've heard of my African friends say that, you know.
What is a B?
What is a B? Yeah, okay. No. Nah, what happened to the point? Like, you got 2 points below the A. They want that. What happened to the 2 points? Like,
what the 2 points?
Setting that standard of excellence. Like, yeah, I think I'll go with it, but not, like, truly, truly hold her to that, you know?
I'm one of them parents.
You are? Yeah. I love that. Well, I should be. I check school. Were your parents like that?
No.
That's good though that you're like that. See, yeah, my parents like, weren't, and I think I'm just like, okay,
this
no.
This is a 92. This is too close to a B.
Where am I with 2 points?
I love that. I check school max too. Okay, maybe I should. Yeah. But no, I should, obviously. And she has that drive in her, and she knows, you know, it feels good. It feels good. You know, it helps with her confidence to know that, okay, I'm getting this, you know, the principal honor roll. One semester she didn't, one quarter. She didn't, and this is probably last year or something, and it really, I mean, devastated.
Same with Aria.
Devastated.
Same with Aria. It was a B in social studies, and that was the only B she had. She was like, I didn't get principals.
Yeah, you don't get the you know, they have like the extra hard certificate. What kind of cardstock?
Yeah, cardstock.
The other ones are like
laminated.
Flimsy. Yeah, shit. Like, the other ones are like flimsy, and no shade, whatever, you know. Yeah, honor roll.
She made A B honor roll, but it wasn't principals.
It's not, yeah, she, but that's good though, because she put herself
they highlight
standard.
The principle. Yeah, exactly.
She made her own personal standard. Yeah. That's really something to be committed to that we didn't think about.
So, but so she, I'm sure there's a cost to the program. I've looked into it, and yeah, I'm sure. Okay, they want some money from
the stationery that the letter was on. Said,
okay, bitch,
hey, we cost money.
It was a packet, okay, with embossing.
Join
and
that.
Shit.
It looked like join that reading club with Aria.
Listen,
you know, we dropped out of that. So, okay,
excellent.
So I know, right? What had happened was I had missed the parent meeting where they tell you what's going to happen. And, like, they didn't really send home any real literature to tell you what you're supposed to do. So it was like, well, no, so there's, like, projects with it. There's a certain type of book you have to read and all this other stuff. And there's, like, different types of activities that you have to complete.
Okay.
And then at the end of the activity or the end of the program, you're supposed to have a notebook that has all these, like, sheet protectors with all your different projects and stuff, but I just need to hear things like
in
the moment. I need to hear them, and like she didn't send home paperwork or anything, and so I was like, Aria, what's going on with ARC? And she was like, I don't know what's going on. And I was like, you don't? Well, I don't either. Ask Miss McAmill, you know, if I can talk to her, if I can come in, or if she can give you some paperwork. And she never asked. I never really followed up. I brought her the materials, and I was just like, do you want to go back? And she was like, no. I said, okay,
we'll try was again gone. Yeah,
we'll try again next year.
Yeah,
we'll make
you
sure
know.
You have a spiffy bookmark when you do go back.
You know, and so that was huge, and it was like some confirmation, because sometimes as parents, this shit is hard, yo, and you feel like, am I doing this shit right? Yeah. Like, am I fucking my child up? Who knows? Like, I feel like, again, I always say this, like, there's no excuse why you should not be working on yourself. Like, toxic traits and shit, like, we know what that shit is.
You know what it looks like. Like, there's a meme for that.
There's a meme for that. Memes be coming through. Memes
be
hitting.
Yes, they do.
And you niggas see it. We all see it. And we know about generational curses. Like, our parents don't even know that. Like, I don't even think they can really digest. I mean, like, or want to. You know, at this point, they're like, well, now I'm in my 50s, 60s. Like, you know, but it's never too late, you know, and I actually have shared that with my dad. Girl, no. No, it's not. It is what it is. This is who I am. No, it's not. You know, and so, but whatever. And that was just like confirmation that, wow, another professional or educator sees this in my child. And so that was good. That felt really, really good, because this shit can get hard. And I don't judge a parent. I don't judge some children. You know, you'll hear people say, oh, that's a badass kid and shit. And it's like, and even me, I used to work in the school system full time. But now I work part time at a high school in DC. And when there's some badass, okay. They're bad, but I can't necessarily say I'd blame the parents. I don't know. I mean, there's outside influences. There's people look to artists. People look to, like, I was listening to Lil' Kim and shit, like, in high school and shit,
but
like that.
Your,
like,
parents, so you could listen to these things. I snuck Janet Jackson Velvet Rope. I should not have been listening to that when I was total.
I mean,
but the thing is, I snuck it and I did it. That's kids being kids. But I also took from my parents not to regurgitate what the hell I was listening to out loud. Yeah. You know,
very true. There was a level of respect.
I knew how to hide.
Yeah, but so, I mean,
except for that one time in the car.
You can be suckers. So y'all weren't influenced by peers either. Like, not influenced by peers.
Oh no, peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. Yeah. That's a real thing. But if your parents have instilled in you, like, not
you
to
may
give
not,
in,
you may
stand
not
strong
go
in
far. You may not stray away far, but you also may stray.
Peer pressure
far.
Is like, what happens. 14, 15, and 16-year-old girls.
If you was fucking,
and
yeah, I was say you fucking, you fucking. Yeah. People, teenage pregnancy could have happened to anybody fucking in high school. Like, you can't. So it's like, oh, her parents. Yeah. You look to people's parents and try to blame parents, but parents may have tried to instill those things.
Only take
kids
so far.
Exactly. I'm sure there's a lot of parents, and if I were to poll, you know, Facebook and the older generation on, like, and I don't think they would be transparent, because I thought about doing this, and even for, like, a podcast episode, just to ask about, like, did their child turn out to be what they wanted them to be, but because I've seen where I know that parents, like, gave their all, of course, spoiled the child, but in that, of course, is probably the wrong approach, but still,
what's
like,
the
probably
spare
thought
the
their
rod.
Child would be
what
and spoil the
spare
child.
The rod, spoil the child.
Yep.
But you do what you can, and you pray, like, and even my auntie Lori has told me about that, like, you know, her son, one of her sons had, you know, been locked up and stuff like that and run into some trouble, and she's just like, I did my part.
Yeah.
I did my part, and you have to give it to God at that point. Yeah. These are grown men now.
They're grown.
Blah, blah,
they are of sound,
you know,
mind and body.
And you would just hope that you did your part. So, you know, whatever. As she ages, it's scary. You know, she'll be 10, and it's just like all this reflection for me now. She'll be 10 and 2 months now, almost.
Double digits.
Months, double digits, and it's just hitting for me. Woo. And I'm just reflecting, and that was just
upset.
Great.
Woo,
so
woo,
cheers. Pour it up. That's what I got for y'all. What you got, Casey Renee?
Sis, that was your longest pour it up in history. I'm proud of you, sis.
This is combo. We doing this shit.
Mine's quick as hell. I just like to pour it up because after last night I woke up with a smile. The shit's in a smile. But still, that's what. Look, you at your age, the older we get, you got to know what alcohol does to your body. You got to prepare for this.
Yeah, you get the shits.
I get the shits. I know what alcohol does to me. So yeah, so I have a lingering headache, but it's always very tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
But no, my stomach is the first to go when I start to drink.
First to go. Take me out. Well, it's cleansing. Your body's cleansing.
Yeah, but
itself,
I take
so
that to throwing up because I cannot tolerate to throw. I hate to throw up. So anyway, once we know after that, I was like, oh, I woke up and I got the cleaning bug, you know, and I don't get that real often. Not. You know, not be like I'm dirty, but I'm not. I don't get the cleaning bug. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm in a funk or something, or like somebody's made me mad, then yeah, I'll go start cleaning. But it takes a lot for me to be like, I'm about to really clean. Like, it was so funny because I had FaceTime Kyle because I was at Kyrie and Carson. They have chores, so I said Kyrie is not cleaning. And I FaceTime and I had panned the room. He said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
He said, "The fuck happened there?" I said, "I cleaned it. It was a clean room." He was looking at.
Oh God.
And I said,
he's not used to seeing it clean.
He said, "What the fuck happened?"
Kyle's the cleaner.
Kyle's the cleaner.
He's the cleaner.
And
yeah,
I was like, I got the cleaning bug. So then he was like, "Kyrie, you better get your
ass up and help your mother."
Help her. That's exactly what he said. He was like, "You better help your mother.
Help your mother out."
Oh God.
So I was like, "Damn. All right." So yeah, I had the cleaning bug. So that's actually literally it. My pour it up because I felt like It's about to be the start of the week. Yeah. So, like, everything's clean. Because, like, I know for New Year's, everybody's like, yeah, do the laundry, blah, blah, blah. I did the laundry. It definitely did not get folded.
I know.
It didn't get folded like it was supposed to.
And we said we weren't doing that in 2020. And
I didn't say that.
Well, the meme did. I was just joking. Because I didn't commit to that. But I thought I was going to be. I was like, Casey, okay, just stay. Swimming in laundry. After this recording, I will be upstairs.
Yeah, I did two loads this morning. I was like, okay.
And cooking, like, come on, yo.
Yeah, I did my laundry, and like, y'all, I'm just terrible. I'm terrible with washing clothes. Like,
hold on, what do you mean your laundry? You separate the kids?
Yeah,
they don't get the same.
They use Dreft. I still use Dreft.
Oh,
on them.
Very good.
We use All Free and Clear.
Yeah, I've been using this natural, more natural. It ain't probably natural. Yeah. If I look at that, I haven't really looked at the ingredients. Yeah. But it is supposed to be.
But I heard it's really easy
clear,
to make.
No dye. No.
It is. It's very easy to make.
Yeah. The detergent is very easy.
I haven't tried it, but I've read about it on Pinterest.
And it gives you so much.
Yeah.
You can make like a lot for what you pay for a little bit.
Did you post that, Victor? No?
Yeah, I feel like it was
somebody
Victor.
You mentioned it before. I don't think he posted it. He mentioned it. He was thinking about making it.
Yeah,
you said that in Asia they do that, right? Or something? No, I don't know. Shit, you did say it. Okay, it's coming back, but
it'll come. We have so many place markers in this episode already.
I know. But I did my laundry, and it was just a lot of laundry.
I know.
Like we all wash our clothes separately. So Mel washes his own clothes. I wash my clothes, and the kids' clothes. They all go together.
he doesn't like how you do it.
He doesn't. He says I separate too much. I separate stuff too much.
Like I do darks, whites, and colors.
Yeah, I do darks, and then I separate my darks into like my work pants and work clothes.
Oh,
and then like I'll do my like athletic wear in another pile. I'll do like my light clothes and my sweaters in one pile. I do my underwear and bras in one pile. Like, I do lots of piles.
Damn it, Erica.
I know. What is your water bill?
You are a little OCD.
I literally only wash like once every 3 months. Like, my clothes, like, I don't wash them very often. And I think that's also telling that I have too much stuff. Because, I don't
I
run
cleanse.
Out of things.
Yeah, I want to.
Okay. And I think that's a problem. So I think if I had less things, I would wash clothes more often.
But things don't, if it's not underwear, socks, stuff like that, like, everything's not dirty. And I had to tell Zoe that this is not dirty. Just because you wore it once.
You wouldn't pay the school day.
Put them back on the hamper, put them on top, and you're wearing them tomorrow.
Right. What?
I'll let you come for the weekend, and her laundry bags would be full. And I'd be like, sis, you really
this
didn't do. We didn't go nowhere. We went to the mall real quick. Why is this in the dirty clothes?
I had to get on Zoe about that. And even I had to check myself too. Do a little sniff. Even just a little sniff.
Ain't no shame.
It's just
ain't no shame. Nah, smell it. That's good.
If it's still good.
It kind of we want to do it. He'd be like, this dirty. I'd be like, smell it.
I know, Julian. He'd be like, why are you smelling? Come
How
on,
you
yo!
Know if you don't
I
smell
don't
it?
Know.
Is that a mom? Is that a mom thing?
Yeah, we smell butts and shit. Yeah. Like, we just pull
Did
the butt
poop?
To it. Is it poop?
Yeah, literally face in your ass. No, you didn't, but it's coming because that was two farts. Like,
please get a picture of her, bitch. We gotta post that shit up. Zanna got my phone.
Look, you smell it. You smell it. Now you good.
Our faces do. Our noses are in the anus.
Yeah,
okay?
We didn't even give a shit,
and we don't give a fuck. It's just normal.
But we did that. Boys did the chores. Carson is in charge of course. Kyrie was the table wiper at first, but Kyrie puts fingers and stuff still in his mouth. He's like progressed a little bit with that, so I don't like to give him the Clorox wipes anymore. I give him the Carson. So now Carson wipes everything down, and then. Kyrie, since he likes to dump out things, we did the carpet cleaner. And I let him put it down. He emptied that whole damn thing.
Sis, you know what you should have did? Next time do this, pour it out into like a baggie or something or a bowl. And then just put a little bit in there so that he feel like he doing something. And then just let him sprinkle it.
I was like, come on.
Sis, I saw that picture. I said, he done dumped
I know, he dumped the whole thing out. She gonna be vacuuming for days.
No, yeah, I had to diagonal straight. I had to do it all different types of ways just to get it all up.
Is your vacuum canister see-through?
Yeah.
So was
it's
it
white?
Off?
It's white. Just white. Full of powder.
Just dust.
It's just
white.
Dang. I was like, all right, you did your part. Thank you.
He's helping.
I know.
You got to go to the store and buy some more now.
It just leads me to think that, expectations. I put these expectations. I didn't expect him to, be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
However, he did do what he was supposed to do with it. So, you know, I'll take it because I think even chores, a lot of stuff I, like, expect a lot. And Kyrie's three, you know. Yeah. He's not a on-trend three-year-old. You know, from, but he still has, he still got things he got to do. Carson, exactly. He still got things he got to do. You know what I'm saying?
No excuses around here.
Yeah. Okay. We'll play those games. Way. He might not talk to your ass, but he'll clean the shit out your goddamn house. I tell you that much.
And, you know, developmental milestones, we have to sort of watch that. Even myself as a speech pathologist. So now I'm in the early intervention realm where I work with babies 0 to 3. And we do a assessment where we assess the child against themselves. And I love that. That'll shift your whole perspective on your child. And even, you know, again, for me, just working with kiddos that are delayed, it'll try doing that, you know, new moms and even moms now, with younger kids, like, just don't get too caught up on, like, developmental milestones and, oh my God, my child, no, shift your perspective and just rate your child against where they start, like, baseline, milestones. So whatever, you know, oh, he wasn't crawling, he's not walking yet, okay, but is he scooting, is he cruising, is he, you know, he's doing something that he wasn't once doing. Yes. So sort of look at those skills,
as
like
long
that
as there's progression, is that kind of what?
Right, progression. Okay. Yeah, just okay. Progression, you know, in progress. Is it not mastered yet? But don't get too compulsive with that, because I think a lot of parents can do that. It's okay, I think it's okay to have expectations, like you said, Casey, and like still expose your child to different skills or things that you want them to be able to do, like, yes, helping to clean up or wiping stuff down, or
because the goal, like, is to make them feel like it's a victory for them, you know. So the first room, when he did it in our room, he did it, he sprinkled a little bit, I had to help him, you know, and then he got to it. But then I said, all right, Kyrie, come on, your chore, it's your turn, you're up, I'm about to vacuum.
Yeah,
even though he dumped it, he still, you could tell he still felt accomplished doing it. He was like, oh, I did what I was supposed to, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that putting them in positions to succeed, or even if it's something little, that means a lot to them too. Cause you don't,
praise piece is a lot for them.
Yeah. Cause I know, I ain't gonna lie. I sometimes do set my children up for failure unconsciously. Not, I'm not doing it on purpose, but I'd be like, Carson, get your plate. You got all this food on your fucking plate. Take it to daddy. He be juggling. And I'm like, it's not a fall. I'm like, I know that applesauce about to hit the floor. And
I'd
be like, I know. And he'd be like trying to take it. And then he don't make it. And then it'll fall to the ground. I'm like, why did you grab it all? He said, I don't know. You told me to take it to the thing. You told me to take it to daddy. You told me to put this in the trash. I don't know. And I'm like, oh, I did set you up for failure, son.
But you got to give him that opportunity. Fair, if you don't set up those opportunities, then they'll never have. That's practice. Like, it's just
they'll
practice.
Find out what works for them. And you'd be like, take it to daddy. He'll be like, okay, I'm going to take this first mommy. Yeah. Then I'm going to take this next.
Right. I'm going to have to do 2 trips. Now, we're mad because we have to clean it up.
No, that's what happens. I fall on the floor and I said, damn, that's my fault.
Yeah.
Okay. And see, I think we're learning with something. The kids.
Yeah. We learn with the kids. Yeah. I think that a lot of times people will do, like, what was it? Back in the day, it was another thing, like Hooked on Phonics.
Works for me.
And
My baby can read.
And so this is the thing. Hooked on Phonics, I think it was necessary. I think that was like a program for kids who maybe had trouble like reading.
Really?
I think it was.
Because they showcased older kids in it.
Right,
too.
It's older. Yeah. It was older.
But you know, as a child, I just thought it was just like something, the new thing that was out.
Oh yeah, because their promo was on point. Yeah,
yeah, it was. It was very, very catchy.
That's so funny.
Baby can read. I'm like, sis, why the fuck do you want your baby to read? Babies do not need to read.
So I bought, my sister bought that. I had it, but it actually worked.
Did
though.
It? They would clap at the time.
Yeah, they would clap and like, what was it, the arms up? And like,
yeah,
the,
oh yeah, it's just repetitive. It just kept repeating.
But this is the thing. Your child's going to learn how to read.
Yeah, your child's going to learn eventually. I think this was just getting ahead of the curve type of thing. And it's
for
awesome.
What?
It was almost like they're parenting for you almost, though. Because like, these are the things you probably should be working with your child on.
For what? No, you shouldn't.
You know what would be the funniest shit to me? It's in alignment for what we're talking about, but it's not. When people be like, yeah, and my baby said such and such, like, sis, your baby did not
your
fucking
baby
say
did
that.
Not fucking
shut your ass up. God. Oh, my baby read through that book so fast. bitch, where? What? No,
I hate that. My baby knows Spanish.
No.
For fucking, she said, is she going to have a damn conversation with a Spanish person? Like, what said, do we need to translate Spanish?
So she's Zoe now, Spanish? Huh? Zoe. She said she speaks Spanish. Talk to her. Come here. Let's test her out.
Have a whole exchange. Now, exposure to language and, you know, different skills. Again, exposing your child to shit is fine, but all these expectations and shit, like, this shit can be nerve-wracking on both ends.
Yeah,
the child does not want to do that shit. Nobody wants to be flashcarded to death all fucking day. Like, they just don't. The parent get you got checklists and you got scores and shit. Oh my child, okay, she did 4 out of 15 flashcards today. She labeled those and like, no, damn it, just enjoy your child, play with them, and yeah. But that's on the education.
Yes, play with them. We didn't buy those Christmas toys and everything. Play with them, people.
And for real, unfollow the people who you see posting that my child said this today or my child accomplished this today. Just unfollow them because obviously anybody they're doing something to your psyche. Yeah.
No,
because
obviously they're fucking lying.
Liar.
That didn't happen, Karen.
I show Carson reading, and guess what? That was the fifth take that y'all saw, because that nigga kept stumbling. And I said, nigga, you ain't about to make real, me dog. Look crazy out this joke.
That
be
real,
dog. The word is art. Your mother is an artist. You will know this word. And action.
That should be real. Like, come on, yo. Shit. I think we should talk about that. I mean, that can be definitely like a little deeper episode about developmental milestones, all that good shit. But expectations, huh?
Oh, the pressure on these babies.
We expect our children not to cry. I'm so guilty of that.
I'm guilty
like, Kyrie,
too.
Yo, stop crying.
Mm. Okay, Victor, as a non-parent, how do you feel about babies crying? So when a baby's crying on a fucking flight, Victor, no, when a baby's crying on a fucking flight, Victor, keep it real. Keep it real. How do you feel? Oh, here, we giving them the mic. Step up to the mic.
Go to the mic. Right. Victor.
So,
you tell the truth. It's BXB.
I get it, right? So, like on my flight back from Vietnam, like this one baby was going off with the mom, and she ended up having to wake the dad up, and then he took the baby, and then she quieted down. And it was everything. So, you get it, right? Like, you got to travel with your kid. Like,
yeah,
you don't know when they're going to go off. Like, you don't know when they're about to start crying. So, I feel for them, but like, but I also don't got no kids, so I'll be like, let me turn my noise reduction on.
Yeah.
I can't hear this.
Well, see, that's good. But, that's a simple fix.
You know,
and I think
it always used to be like that.
Pop in your fucking AirPods.
No, you didn't have that before.
Yeah, that is true. So you don't feel like shut the fuck up. Like, or
I'm a parent, I feel like shut the fuck up.
Do you understand? Like, oh, the baby's just crying. Babies cry. This is what they do. This is what they're communicating. Or is this like shut that baby up? Or do you see like
shut up.
You would think as a bad quote unquote kid in the grocery store? Like that parent need to get that little kid. Like, do you
Sometimes they're gonna like cry because they want something, right? If they're not able, because that's their form of communication, right?
Yeah.
That's part of it. For the kids who like just because they want something and you told them no, then yeah, I got a problem with that. Nah, cut the crying out, bro. Like, we're not doing that here.
Yeah, shit.
But
I'm
like,
doing
if
that
you
too.
Like, or like, I think for me as a non-parent, what I get confused at, I'm impressed when y'all can tell when your kids are tired, right? Mm. Oh, you just need a nap. And I'm like, how did y'all know that?
Hold on, Victor. Actually, that's a blanket statement that we just use as an excuse.
Oh, that's it? Nah, because
if Kyrie out here wilding right now,
he passed his nap.
He didn't even get one.
So I can tell. Yes, we can tell when our children are. But when they're acting out and we have to announce it to the world, we say that's saving face.
Oh, is
so
it?
If
oh,
Zoe,
wow.
I mean, if Zuri
look
or
at your watch,
mind blown.
Damn, it's three. He didn't even get his
listen,
neck.
If they don't speak, right? If they don't speak back to somebody, or they got an attitude, or they just whatever. Oh, don't worry, she's sleepy. I apologize. She's sleepy. It's nap time. Like that's his mind is blown. Victor's fucking mind is blown, guys. You've been bamboozled.
She gave up the secret.
And we got.
We gave you the secret sauce.
Now he gonna be like, the nigga ain't sleepy.
No, it's
not. Just bad.
Look, it's 4 p.m. No, he didn't. I heard that before. Shut that baby up.
But not on. Okay, so Victor had the microphone, but to the baby that was sleeping, I mean, to the husband that was sleeping on the plane, and the baby is going off. Was he really sleeping that
How
hard?
How you sleeping that fucking hard?
To not hear your child going off
baby,
in this confined space?
Wait, and listen to what you
Seriously?
Said. When I hear my baby, Kyle sleeps so hard.
Julian will sleep through
Remember I told you that
too.
Time?
On the plane now?
Yes,
he be knocked out. I don't sleep good on planes.
I barely slept. Yeah, I don't sleep on planes for real.
So, how you hear your baby? You know your baby's cried. Nigga, get up.
Yeah. First of all, I'm on a plane with my baby. I'm on alert because if I fall asleep and they get the doing stupid shit. No, so I probably wouldn't fall asleep
Okay, I saw a meme, and it says, this is Mama C of Coffee and Chaos _, and she says, some of y'all seem to forget that children are just small people trying to figure out the world. They're allowed to have breakdowns. They're allowed to not like things, allowed to have hard times. Stop expecting children to handle their emotions when y'all can't even handle them yourselves.
Damn.
That shit
hits. You be grown ass people on Instagram fighting and shit.
Like, right.
You fights, in emotions.
Fist fights. You're in your emotions. Blowing call out somebody's brains.
Call
whatever.
Somebody a bitch.
Yeah, like, we're still, even breakdowns. Like, we still break down. We still cry. We hold in our shit. But they're not there. They're not mature they enough for that. They don't even have the capacity.
But this is the beautiful thing about it.
The fuck?
If people articulated their feelings like kids, our world would be a lot better place than where we are.
Would it be better?
I don't know if it would be better.
I think it would be better.
We would have to digest those thoughts. I was in the grocery store this morning and a little boy told us, he was like, Grandma, you're old.
I'm not saying this, no filter shit.
He was a little boy though.
I'm talking about being one with your
Cause she
feelings.
Couldn't pick him up out the cart. And she had trouble, so I had to help.
No, sister.
Grandma, you're old.
You just wanted to sell that story.
No, that's real, because kids say what comes to their mind.
I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about the emotion aspect of it, of being able to have your emotions without feeling like you're wrong.
You have to,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I think we're coming more
crying. Men don't cry. Like,
right, I think, but now the conversation's out there, and I feel like the next generation will be a lot better with that. I think that now
one can only hope.
Please be better than us.
They will be better than us, guys. I think so. Like, because
the one we're talking about, the generation that we're raising.
Right, hopefully.
So it's going to take some time for the generation behind us.
Behind us and behind, because
you
need
damn 90s babies. You 2000s babies. I just.
It ain't for Yar Shahidi. That's the only one I vote for, man. I ain't got nothing else for nobody else, man. Thank you to her and her parents.
Yeah,
that was really good because they're small people and they're trying to navigate. And
they don't have self control yet.
Yeah, if people talk to us the way that we talk to our kids, it'd be a fight. I really think it'd be a fight.
Easy.
Yeah, because we do that inside we always be like, that's how, like, when you're in an argument with your significant other, you'd be like, you talking to me like I'm a fucking child.
That's the first thing you say, I'm not your child. Or somebody calls us sweetie, or it talks to us in a certain tone.
Hey honey, don't hun me.
Yeah, I got hunned the other day at the restaurant, at a restaurant. I was like, like, I wanted to say I'm not your sweetie, like, I'm not your honey. Like, please don't.
Not your hun.
I don't know. I think it's a black cultural thing too,
because hun is condescending.
A white girl said that too. She was like something honey. And
it was like, don't do that to a black woman.
Can I talk to you over here to the side?
Right.
Tell you what you don't do.
Hun, this is what you don't do.
Honey,
you will get
hun,
smooth,
sweetie.
Laid the fuck out. She was at a club with us too. This was a friend's friend. Mm-hmm. And she's cool as shit, but she just was like, sweetheart or something, sweetie. And we were like, you're going to get smooth the fuck laid out. You just call her a bitch. And
so
she was like,
what?
No,
you said
I didn't.
Was,
no, I didn't.
I'm a bitch. Okay.
All right.
That's what's up. Mental note, don't bring this bitch back out with us again. She is not invited to the party.
Oh, God.
Like, fuck that.
Damn, but we do place a lot, like, expectation-wise on the kids. For Aria, I mean, Aria's the oldest, Landon's the youngest, Mason's the middle, he just gets in where he fits in type of thing. So for Aria, when she has, like, a toy or she's playing with something, she's doing something, she's minding her business, Landon will come over and, like, try to take over. And then when she doesn't let him take over, he screams and he cries. Mm-hmm. And because I don't want to hear that shit, I'm like, Aria, just give him what he needs. Give it to him. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but Mommy, I was just over here by myself playing. Why do I have to give it to him? I'm like, just give it to him, please. I don't want to hear the noise. And then she'll give it to him and then he'll be fine for, like, 5 minutes. He'll be like, but I want that too. I'm like, okay, now you're going too far. That happened this morning. Actually, I had to put my foot down. I was like, look, you can't have that. Yeah. She gave you this. You can't have the other thing too. Yeah. Go somewhere. And he actually went somewhere. He went away.
Oh, yeah, Kyrie uses the word simple share like a weapon. He's like, his iPad died before we came, but Carson's was still up. Mm-hmm. So he was like, Carson, share. And I was like,
these little 3-year-olds and their convenience of the word
share, right?
Yeah. Convenient use of it. Like, you have to share. Like, Landon, he might need, really need to go to daycare. He really needs to go. I had some chips, and he was like, "Can I have some chips?" And I was like, "You got crackers." And he was like, "But I want some chips." I said, "Okay, you give me some crackers, I'll give you some chips." He was like, "But these are my crackers." I said, "Okay, well, these are my chips." And he said, "Share, mommy." Oh. I said, "No, you share." He was like, "Get some crackers." Like, pointed at the kitchen and told me to go get my own crackers.
Oh, my God.
Sis, get your ass up and get some crackers.
He's selfish like that. He is. He's Landon is selfish. I mean, he's three. He's like three. A new three. A very new three. So he's 10 days into three.
Yeah,
he's
like,
he does not. He understands what share is, but he won't do it himself.
Yeah, Kyrie. He's like, cuss and share. And I'm so guilty of what you said. And I feel that kind of made me feel good. You know how we have these moments on here?
Yeah,
because I'd be like, Carson, if you just give it
like
to
you don't
him,
want to throw out there. Like,
yeah, no, damn. I'm like, Carson, if you do it, we'll buy you a Ben 10 toy. Like, I have like, but then I'm like, dog, I owe this nigga like 10 Ben toy. Ben 10.
I owe you 10 Ben 10s.
Dog, like, and he'll tell you too, like, so you remember when you told me to give Kyrie the apple?
Don't forget.
Oh, God.
You thought he was going to forget.
Memory is crazy.
Shit.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing else to think about for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely don't.
They have no life problems.
They don't, except for the youngest sibling. That's their biggest trial.
That is the that young one.
Ooh. But see, in the article I was reading from parents, it was saying that the sharing skills, they really don't develop till 3 and 4. So, I mean, I guess the fact that they know the word, that's cool or whatever. But the actual, you know, process of them doing it, it's nothing we're going to be able to do until they get a little bit older.
Yeah. But
one more year.
We're just trying to... I'm not total gentle parent. I'm not at all. I mean, and not that I truly aspire. I think there should be some balance to that with gentle parenting. Excuse me. I'm not, but I do think that, especially within the Black culture, and I'm sure there's other cultures out there like that, and maybe even, you know, whatever, like, we are so hard on kids and so, like, it's cut and dry and we gonna whoop your ass because you didn't do something. Like, we don't give kids grace. We just don't. I'm seen and attacked. I'm snatching my own edges. Like, but I know I have to do better with that because it just doesn't even, it does not make sense. It doesn't make sense. You know, like to say, you can't do that. No, I say what I said type shit and there's no rebuttals. There can't be any questions or discussion about it. Because it comes off as rude. And that's just something, a mentality that, you know, our parents had, you know. And I think even when it comes to, apologizing, like, do you all apologize to the kids?
I do.
Yeah.
I think I apologized to Aria once before cause I yelled at her for something. Yeah. I felt real bad cause I found out it wasn't her and she told me it wasn't her. Sometimes she be lying, though. She be lying sometimes.
Her track record says,
I know.
But I had
and
to
so
tell her I
there's
sorry.
Been times where we apologize, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I definitely apologize. I apologize to him.
Now, Julian, he'll apologize because he feels bad. You know, like when rightfully so, she was reprimanded, and then he'll double back, and I'm like, no.
Not because he was wrong.
Right.
But, okay, yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Like, because you felt bad because you just went in and even, you know, spanked her or whatever. Like, you can't double back on that shit. Like, it's mixed messages going on. But no, if I'm wrong or, like, I felt like, okay, I went off and I just lost it because whatever, hard day, whatever, I'll double back, you know, because her feelings will get... She's not as emotional as I was as a kid, but she'll get there and get like teary eyed and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, Casey, you just hurt that little girl feeling, a little hurt her heart. You need to say something. That's just kind of explain it. Yeah,
it's so funny because yesterday before everybody came over, they were watching Inside Out, and I don't like that movie. I don't.
I love Inside.
I bing bong.
Why? I know.
I don't. I think it's like too deep. You know what I'm saying? For like what for kids? I get why it's there.
I think it's good.
I think they understand it on a child level.
Yeah.
We see it as dang, is this really going on?
Yeah. So, but the crazy thing was, with Caitlin, me watching Inside. I watched Inside Out when it first came out, so that was years ago. And then I watched it again because while I was cleaning, the boys were sitting on the couch just watching it. It was like, whatever keeps y'all still. But you know how you start getting intrigued into what mm-hmm. the kids are watching. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I was like, I'm a grown-ass adult. But you know what? Me rewatching makes me really look at Caitlin a little different now. Because I'd be like, you know what? She's around the same age as Riley. That's the girl in the mute. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Something's going on.
Yeah, dog.
So her core memory is gone. That's why she's acting a fool.
She acting a whole bum ass fool. That's why
it took her core memory. I think what Casey was saying about the whole talking to the kids and apologizing to the kids, well, both Casey's, maybe like a couple weeks ago, right? Aria, was bedtime. She went upstairs and then like she comes back downstairs crying like loud. She's like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? My Roblox, everything is gone. Oh, it's gone. And like she just would not stop crying. And Jamel was like, shut up. And so he was like, let me fix it. And so she was just like, she still was going off. And then he fixed it for her. It was fine. Her world was still there. Her house was still there. All the stuff was still there. And so he was like, you know, I'm sorry I said that to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's but you were crying. She was crying a lot.
But you were.
You were. Like, her life ended.
Like I was. Like, oh my god.
Oh, that's very serious.
Yeah, Roblox and Adopt Me. It's very, very serious. It's very, very serious. But anyway, I say all that to say, like, when you're wrong, yes, apologize. But like, did y'all get like whippings back in the day?
All the time.
Like, so my father would be like,
"What?"
I got because I didn't need them. No, my brother and sister got them. I didn't because again, I was such a sensitive child. My mom would look at me or curse me out, and I'd be in tears. So that was just as impactful. I was emotionally abused. Look, we laughing at it and shit. Ladies,
we can laugh
this is my trauma, sis. Wait a minute.
Sorry, laughing at my pain.
Laughing at my pain.
But like my father, I only had like a few like real beatings in my life. Like my mother was the one who would like smack you. My father, like if he had to come and intervene, I must have did something really bad.
Ooh.
So this one time, you know, he sat down next to me on the bed. He was like, Erica, this is gonna hurt me.
You be doing the voices.
More than it's gonna hurt you.
It does hurt.
Something I have to do.
Why she sound like that? She
for be, what? But you gotta do it for it. Then don't do it.
I have to do it.
I would never give that speech because I will whoop their asses with no remorse. I'm like, I literally, Kyrie did something the other day. I pulled down his diaper. That's how you know when it's like a bad thing. If I pull out your butt.
You gotta feel the booty. Yeah, the skin
I was
out.
Like this. I said, come
the
here.
Skin out.
He was like. he just turned into a statue. And I said, you know it's coming. And Kyle was like, you gotta do it.
You gotta commit. Like, you gotta commit.
See, so Kyle has this thing, and like, if I, he won't like take the whooping for me. He like, I'll be like, just whoop him. He be like, but he hit you. You gotta do it. And I'm like, yeah. It's like, tag.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. Cause he like, yeah, he hit me. And at first time I was like, stop. But then he hit me for real. And I was like, nope. So then I pulled down his diaper. Man, it was,
I mean,
he was so stuck. And I said, pop, pop.
Now, just, listen, behavioral reinforcements are real shit. Like, literally, psychologically and all that. Of course, again, even us as adults, like, we try something, fail, okay, shit, can't do it that way again. Or, you know, humiliate yourself or hurt yourself. Can't do it. Like, I totally get that. And sometimes, parents, we have to step in there and be that buffer. And let me help you out with that. Let me whoop your ass so you know.
Let me show you where you went wrong.
That was horrible. Let me show you where you went.
Tia Mowry said she don't whip. That shows that we're weak on our part.
What? So what did she do? To,
use which, words?
One of the twins. One of the one.
No, it was Tia. Tia. The one who's not on the real.
Tia, really? That's married to Corey. The black.
Yep. She said that. She said that means there's something wrong with us. I said, I got whoopers and I turned out fine. I'm not about to beat the shit out of my kid. And there's a whole ass
difference.
Yeah,
I'm
difference.
Not doing. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it, how would you feel though if I didn't interject and pop Kyrie, but Kyrie turned around and slapped the shit out your little daughter while I had daycare or some shit. You'd be like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, because he hit me and I told him no.
And it, now I will say, she's probably saying because you should be able to communicate, which you should. But if the child is not able to receptively understand that, like even Zuri is having, so I'm really, and that's a whole nother thing. And I would love to have a child psychologist on here. We got to get one of those. We keep saying that. But, just because Zuri is, I'm thinking she is introverted and almost she gets social anxiety, even in her own household. I mean, she's definitely a lot more lively in the household, but especially
she
when it's just
us. She doesn't even shut down moments.
But she shuts down. Even like when we start cheering her on and shit, she's doing something fun or start dancing. Don't let us catch her dancing. She will stop and ball up and like, no.
Summer Walker.
She cannot take it.
Like Summer Walker.
That might be what it is. And so, but what was I saying? Shit.
No, you were saying how you have to discipline her.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, so with just reinforcements in general, like, shit, no, I lost it, guys. I don't know what I was talking about and why I was connecting that to something. I think because just behavioral reinforcement. So is it appropriate to,
you know, hop in there on a child that may not understand. So, like, oh, that's what I was saying. So I wanted to talk to her about not speaking back to people, because people speak and y'all see it. Sometimes she'll give you a little boop.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll just look at you and be like,
yeah, it depends.
But it comes off, and I told her it comes off as rude. I said, Zoe, you don't want to, you know, you're a nice girl and blah, blah, blah. But you know, when people speak to you, why don't you speak back? And she just didn't understand. She was like, well, I speak to my friends at school. And she just, she cannot digest
speaking. Yeah. Right. You remember Aria was like that for a long time.
Not that long.
Oh, girl.
And Zoe gave me the middle finger twice, so I don't know.
Oh, what?
I'm just playing.
Aria, oh, my God. Like that. Well,
sis, you ain't never tell me. Get your ass down here, Zoe.
It took Aria a long time to speak back to people. Like, she might have been maybe like 6.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, because she doesn't know you.
I was going to say, maybe because she was so comfortable with us. I never. Yeah,
if Aria didn't know you, she would not speak to you. She didn't want to give you a hug. Like, and that's a whole other topic. But like, when you force your kids to give you a hug.
Oh, my God. I don't like that.
Right. And we shouldn't do that. Right. So, again, but our parents made us think to, oh, go give them a hug. That's just, that's your aunt. Get your aunt and uncle.
Yeah, that's boundaries. The book boundaries I was talking about, they talk about that. That kids need to learn their boundaries early. So you ask them, do you want to give them a hug? No. She just doesn't want to hug you.
Yeah, that, I think that's a really good
maybe come up with a high five or something.
Yeah,
and we should talk about that.
Aria was like that for a while. She was really, really shy and introverted. And I'd be like, Aria, you have to speak back to people. And you know, they won't speak. And you, like you said, we make up the stuff like, oh, it's nap time, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
Aria, say hi. And like, she wouldn't say hi. It gets embarrassing for the parent.
Yeah.
It makes you look like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing as a parent. Like, you're not teaching them manners. Yeah. But really,
but it's
they're
not
just
that.
Shy
exactly.
And they're introverted. And like, they don't know.
Again. Also, kids got good sense of knowing what the fuck is
but
going on.
But again, like you say, we try to instill whatever, and the kid will do with it what they will.
Yeah.
As they these damn kids is getting on our nerves, guys, already. It's only, we're doing some time. We've done some time.
This is girl talk, y'all. Like we said, this is girl talk for us.
I did want to say this, too. I saw another meme.
God damn. The meme mom.
Well, Erica, you put this in, right? I mean, well, you had shared that with us. And then that first paragraph, because you're such a great reader.
If y'all could have saw my face, I'm like, I ain't put shit in there.
I didn't give y'all no notes on that, bitch.
When she said paragraph, I looked at Kay, I was just like, please don't read. Please don't fucking read.
You know, it says, good babies are the ones that tell you they need something. What?
What?
No.
That's not. That's what that says.
Oh, yeah. So just communicating it to you. But read the first You don't understand what that means? So people say that babies are bad because they're crying. So a baby who's communicating to you,
but that is their communication. What they're needing.
Exactly. So that's a good baby. So changing, shifting your perspective. I don't know what the fuck if that classifies as that, but just shifting your perspective of, oh, that child's bad because they're crying. No, they're communicating to you, and that's what they're telling you all their needs. Y'all don't get that? It went no.
No? I mean, now that
put a playing sound effect in here.
Now that you had to say, you shouldn't have to explain the fucking meme.
All right. Brace yourself, people.
Is it a paragraph for real?
It is. So it says, the idea of a good, well-adjusted child only serves one purpose, to make us feel good and validated as parents. When our children sleep, behave, are sociable, well-mannered, and independent, we are seen as good parents. If they cry, seek comfort, or express any negative emotions, we feel incompetent, even though this has nothing to do with our abilities as parents.
Mm.
We do love them unconditionally, but we show them they are only welcome when they comply to the expectations we have grown to believe are right. These uneducated idealization of babies and the idea that good mothers have good babies leaves parents to seek for measures that help their children comply, ignoring who they are and what they need and disrespecting their well-being. When a baby who is able to self-settle and sleep all night on their own is seen as good, many parents will feel compelled to sleep train in order to reach this standard, unaware that their baby is actually the norm. Of course, we want independent, well-behaved, and well-adjusted children, but a child who stops asking for help when they need it is not always what it seems.
Yeah.
This extract from The Children Were Fine explains it perfectly.
Yeah, so we'll share that.
We'll share that.
Like, snaps. I got goosebumps. Yeah. That is perfectly, like, it just, again, we feel like, did I do something wrong?
That's keeping up trying to keep up with
Joneses. It's fucking normal. This is norm.
Oh, this excerpt is really good. It's excerpt.
It's very good.
I'm going to read this real quick. It says, when children face separation or loss, they sometimes withdraw into a compliant state, and it can be hard for the adults around them to remain open to what is happening for them at a deeper level. Mm-hmm. Even the most sensitive adults can fall into the trap of believing that a compliant or withdrawn child is genuinely fine. When the adults around them are not able to help them with their distress, children internalize their feelings and become outwardly compliant. Mm-hmm. This assumption is so easily made that the good child is well adjusted. However, they will be doing a considerably better service to children by remembering that in allowing them to express their feelings, they are not causing distress, but discovering it. And by doing so, they are allowing these children to have their feelings responded to and understood, giving them crucial experience of being accepted and receiving the comfort they need from the adults around them.
Woo!
So that was really good. A word. That was really, really good.
Oh, look, a message.
So basically, like, your child begins to assimilate.
Yes. Like, wow. Geez. Yo, this is deep. Ooh.
Yeah. The caption is what brought it together. But
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Like, and I think we literally need to just shift our perspective on things, on expectations for these children.
We are to parent them and to
help guide them. And be, I mean, this world, because we're not like running around all wild, there has to be order, period, you know, just within society. So, you know, so that's why some people will argue down about, you know, Montessori versus, you know, a traditional program versus, and, you know, and sometimes you even look at that and be like, no, my child can't do Montessori because this
Montessori
is
not for everybody.
It's not for every child. No, literally,
I think Carson,
you know,
I think
but
Carson do really good in Montessori.
But some people do very well. So it's different things, but in society, traditionally, structure, rules, boom, because we have to just life, because the world would just be chaotic as fuck.
So like if you were at home cleaning today and Carson was like, I'm not feeling like cleaning. I don't feel led to clean. Like, I feel led to smack you in
that ass, right?
That's really true.
Damn it, we done lost all that gentle parenting. Well,
But that really did help me realize, because you know when people be like, oh, my baby's still not sleeping through the night, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Your baby's only 3 months old. Like, it's okay. Take some of the
And even if they were sleeping, now you're not sleeping because you're going in there looking at their chest.
Are you breathing?
Right, okay. Putting fingers under the nose.
Like,
because you did chest move.
You know what? We're going to get a child psychologist
on
here,
we are.
Guys.
If you are or know of a child psychologist, send us an email at info@babiesxbellinis.com.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what to do, guys. Go ahead and send your questions and comments. We'll probably do like a poll. And of course, share the links. We have some links, right?
Yeah, we have some memes.
Okay, all that stuff over on our Instagram page. So let's keep the drinks flowing and the conversations going over at Babies X Bellinis.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
So did y'all enjoy today's episode?
Share with a friend and make sure you're subscribed.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.